And the best part of using Data Wrangler is it does all this in layers. So when it does in layers, it is like your Tableau. Hey, this is Deepthi, and with me is Kali, where we share our experience of building data science products on AWS. So welcome back to all our listeners on our new episode on Talking AWS for Data Science. Hey Kali, so today what shall we talk and discuss about?
Honestly, when we were beginning to start this podcast, right? So the very first episode I was thinking was we should talk about Amazon SageMaker, because no matter what, whether people work on AWS or not, everybody knows that AWS has SageMaker for data science. So yeah, so let's talk about SageMaker. And while we are decided to talk about SageMaker, let's discuss what is SageMaker for, if at all we have got some person who's not aware of SageMaker. So let's talk about what SageMaker is and what all areas does it cover.
So if I think about SageMaker, the first at the first instance, what comes to my mind is a Jupyter notebook, which comes handy to all our data scientists. So I have my piece of code, which I can run in parts and pieces, which is very helpful. And this is where the SageMaker is giving me a platform. So this is where I started with. But as I started exploring more, I think definitely SageMaker can do more than just, hosting our code in portions.
Yeah, exactly. I was one of those guys initially when there was a push to move to cloud, right? I always loved building data science models on my local machine because it was easy to transfer files. It was easy to write code and save code. You don't need to have an internet connection to do that. So it was all easy. But honestly, when I first went to AWS, I was quite disappointed to look at SageMaker, because I thought all that we are seeing right now is a Jupyter notebook hosted on AWS. But when I came to know that AWS is a lot more than that, right? Because if you look at the machine learning pipeline, the pipeline starts from data ingestion, then goes to data preparation, then goes to model building, your parameter, hypertuning, etc., and model deployment, and then finally monitoring of your model. So SageMaker is one such magical tool which has multiple different utilities across all of these stages of the machine learning pipeline. So for a data scientist, I think it's a full package. So that's what has got me really excited about SageMaker.
True. I think SageMaker has come up with this SageMaker Studio, which makes every data scientist's life very easy, be it with the entire pipeline, like you have mentioned, be it with data preparation or until managing of our ML model. And typically, I have always seen that we data scientists spend almost around 70% to 80%, or sometimes even more than that, getting the data right, so that you have proper data to feed into your ML model. Otherwise, it is just garbage in and garbage out. You don't get proper results. So that is where I think SageMaker has also made an initiative. So they help you a lot in data preparation. So what are the data preparation tools which are available with SageMaker?
So it does a lot for data preparation, right? Because, memory from my data science learning days was you always get good data only when you're doing a course, right? Other than that, in real world, your data is always bad. Like, it's bad by default. That's what I've come to know. So data preparation is the main skill a data scientist needs to have. If I am actually have to run a course for aspiring students of data science, I would call it a data preparation course rather than a data science course, because anyways, you're spending 70% time on it. Now, coming back to your question, right? So with respect to data preparation, SageMaker has a lot of utilities to help us, starting with Data Wrangler, and they have got Feature Store, they've got Ground Truth, which is used for labeling, and then they also have Clarify, which is used for identifying the biases. But isn't it like too much to talk about? Can we cover it in our 10 or 11 minutes in today's podcast?
Oh no, I think this is a ocean. I think there's a lot to discuss. So what, let's do one thing. Let us stick to Data Wrangler for today and explore the features in detail rather than, you know, just touching every part of this data preparation steps. So maybe if you are talking about Data Wrangler, let us start from the very initial step, like the data ingestion. So if you are talking about ingestion, what features is Data Wrangler offering to us? Like we have data coming from different sources. Like if you remember in our episode 1, we were talking about Athena. And in general, if we are talking about AWS, we always talk about data coming into the S3 bucket. So Data Wrangler initially gives you an ingestion process or ingestion to be done either from S3 bucket or directly from Athena. And then there are more other features, like you could do some kind of feature engineering or data cleaning. Maybe you think about any kind of data science options like OneCode and OneHot encoding or something like that. I think Data Wrangler supports that too.
Yeah, correct. I mean, again, I have one point to add on the ingestion part, right? With my experience of working with the local machines. So how far can we go with respect to ingestion of data on your local machine? You could only work with simple CSV files like the, remember the popular Titanic data set? So simple data sets like that, you could always ingest it easily on using your Pandas. But Pandas gives up when you're talking about big data, right? I mean, something on the likes of 1 million rows or 10 million rows, or even sometimes going till a billion rows. So that all cannot be done using your local machine and then using local Panda. So that's where the Data Wrangler of SageMaker comes in handy, because I heard that it is built on Apache Spark, which helps it run a lot of parallel processing and saves us a lot of time, which is impossible to think of doing with Pandas. So that's one great example of data ingestion. Now, if you are coming to transforms, right? So this Data Wrangler has got a whole list of transform options. In my earlier days, tell me, talk something about your struggles with writing all this transformation code, right? So talk about what kind of transformation codes were you using in Pandas and how Data Wrangler makes it simple.
Yeah, if we talk about transformations, like especially when we are talking about feature engineering, we are generally going to do many kind of transformations. Like sometimes you want to add few columns and get a new feature, or sometimes you want to take the logarithmic values of one particular feature because there is a lot of difference between the numbers, or sometimes there are categorical variables and then there you want to do one hot encoding. So for all this, initially if I want to use Pandas, I will have to go and write around 10, at least 10 lines of code for each of these transformation, right? But now with Data Wrangler, they have a nice UI where you create a .flow file and you have drop down boxes. You just select what feature you want, what feature transformation you want, and then that's it. You have your data ready over there. And the best part of using Data Wrangler is it does all this in layers. So when it does in layers, it is like your Tableau or Power BI. You keep adding filters, and then at any point of time you could remove a filter. So that's how this feature engineering or data cleansing is also done. So at any point of time you think, oh no, this transformation is not the one which I require, so you could go back to that step and export the data from the step where you need the transformation. So other steps you can just omit. So that's the flexibility which Data Wrangler gives you.
Correct. I mean, giving an example, right? For example, sometime back I was working on a web portal which was processing tweets. So Twitter data is a continuous streaming data, and then you need to have the power to process those hundreds and millions of tweets. And when you actually try to get Twitter feed, right? I mean, you get a JSON file, a payload from Twitter as a response, and then within that you have multiple parameters. So let's say if I only want to like pick up some nouns from each tweet, right? So that is a transformation. So for example, from the entire sentence, I only want to pick up nouns, because I want to do some kind of analytics on nouns, or maybe train my model on nouns. So I need to write at least 8 to 9 lines of code, and then I need to import different libraries, make sure it's working fine, and maybe there are some exception errors and things like that. But now with Data Wrangler, all of that will be made simple, because let's say you could write a transform function on one of your text inputs, or even if you have a date field, you could select a certain column from your date, or for example, if you've got find and replace, see on local pandas, you could do it for let's say 100,000 rows, but when it gets into million, your find and replace itself is going to take a lot of time. So Data Wrangler kind of makes it very simple. And I also heard that for imputations, Data Wrangler has a lot of benefits, some kind of a cool aspects of imputation of data. Can you talk about data imputation?
Yeah, I think data imputation is also one very interesting and important part while doing the data preparation. Because just imagine you have data where you have lots of rows where you don't have values. You'll have to impute the values or maybe delete the rows. Of course, it depends. If you are deleting many rows, then you're not left out with any kind of not much of training data. So in this case, you go for imputation. So when you're talking about imputation in a traditional way, when I'm using pandas, I would either impute it by using mean or median, mode, maximum, minimum, whatever. But this requires a prior knowledge of what I need to impute. So if I'm not having a knowledge about my data, I will not impute the values in the right way. But Data Wrangler has this very nice, beautiful feature where there is a machine learning model running at the back end, and you could make use of this and intelligently start imputing your values. So you don't have to decide whether it is going to be mean or max or min. So the machine learning model itself helps you to do this. So even Kali, like you were talking about the NLP aspect of it. So Wrangler also has this beautiful aspect of tokenizing your features. So you don't have to write, as you said, you don't have to import libraries and then tokenize your code. And then moving on, you also can have visualizations of each of your features. So when you're talking about how biased are my features, how are they distributed? Are they distributed? Is there a normal distribution in my features? So these aspects also can be seen just with a click of a button on Data Wrangler.
Correct. And it also gives you a feature importance, right? Because which is very critical while you're trying to build a model, understanding which feature is more important than the other. So it does an XC boost on your existing data and then immediately tells you, kind of gives you an idea as to what feature is more likely to produce a result. So that is a very, very helpful aspect of Data Wrangler. So it gives you a complete open view as to how good your data is. Of course, I mean, similar to Power BI and Tableau, it has all kinds of visualizations. So you could use plots, you can do drag and drop. There's a nice console out there that you can play with. And the entire thing, whatever steps that you take, can be exported into a job. So which means, I mean, when you are trying to rerun it on a different set of data, you have all of the steps that you've created available for you. So that makes your life easy for a set of data scientists who are working as a team. But again, there is a lot of things that Data Wrangler does. I mean, I'm super happy as a data scientist how it makes my life easy. It makes me write less code, which means less headache. So we could go on talking about Data Wrangler itself. And of course, you could imagine how much we would talk about SageMaker though. So yeah, any closing comments from you, Deepthi?
So why wait and only use our SageMaker instances, right? Hundreds of lines of code just for data preparation. Let's start using SageMaker Studio and ease the process, make it fast, make it more accurate, and let our machine learning models get the right data in right time.
Awesome. So that's all for this week, guys. Hope you like our sessions, and then keep those feedback coming in, and we are eagerly waiting for your comments. Until next week, when we select another service of AWS that's gonna help all our data scientists. Until then, this is Kali.
This is Deepthi signing off.